AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are following the latest out of Washington now, where Attorney General Merrick Garland has announced he's appointed a special counsel to review classified documents found at two different locations linked to President Biden. CBS's Steve Dorsey has details.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing former U.S. Attorney Robert Hur to serve as special counsel.
This appointment underscores for the public the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters.
The Justice Department's top prosecutor in Chicago had been assigned to investigate the matter. Hur's appointment comes as another special counsel investigates former President Trump's handling of classified documents seized from his Florida estate. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
New York Republican George Santos is facing more pressure to resign over lies he told to get elected. Reporters confronted the congressman on Capitol Hill. Santos clarified that 142 refers to the 142,000 people who voted for him. Delays are still adding up at airports across the country more than 24 hours after a nationwide computer system meltdown. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
We're going to own it, we're going to find it, and we're going to fix it.
Do people need to worry about another failure like this?
Well, what people need to know is that we will not allow anything to take place that is not safe. But this is precisely why our focus right now is on understanding, identifying, and correcting anything related to the root cause of how this happened in the first place.
The FAA is blaming the breakdown on a corrupt file. In California, people are bracing for another punishing storm that's expected to blow through this weekend. But the state's still a mess from other hits. CBS's Carter Evans is there.
You're like a rat in a maze. You're trying to find a way to where you're going through all these different roads, because one way you go, there's a tree down. Another way you go, there's a mudslide or a rock slide, or part of the road is falling off the mountain.
Authorities are still searching for a five-year-old who got swept away by floods near San Miguel. A former ESPN reporter is now suing the network. Here's CBS's Steve Kathan.
Allison Williams was fired by ESPN in 2021 for failing to follow the network's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. She told Megyn Kelly her decision not to get a shot was about starting a family.
When you are trying for a child, or when you are with child, there's a lot of difficult decisions that you have to make about what you put in your body, what you don't put in your body.
She's joined by a former producer in the suit. They claim their religious beliefs were violated.
She claims she offered to work remote and wear a mask. The Dow's up more than 300 points this hour. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. A proposal called Parental Rights and Transparency was unanimously approved by the Waukesha Board of Education Wednesday night. Under the measure, district staff aren't allowed to call a minor student by names, nicknames, or pronouns other than those commonly shortened or abbreviated full names or pronouns consistent with the student's biological sex without the parent's written permission. Regarding sports, students will participate in programs consistent with their biological sex and the rules of the WIAA. Parents can opt their kids out of classes or lessons that may not align with the family's deeply held personal or religious beliefs. A dairy farmer from Viroqua has been appointed to the Wisconsin DNR board. Governor Evers announcing Wednesday Paul Burr will take his position on the board on January 20th. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville, WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm all right, man. I was around your neck of the nape earlier, and that was pretty awesome. Had myself a good time, touched the FM receiver, and then came back.
Just a little Red Rover, Brian, come over, grab something you forgot, and head back home.
Oh, yeah, there was something I forgot that I came back to get. But also
you did touch the receiver. Time.
So there, yes. Listen, there's always something to do.
Oh, what? Yeah, there's always something to do here at the expanding Civic Media Network. Folks, that's where you're listening to Dueling Tangents around the state of Wisconsin. Here in Madison, I'm broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM. Brian's holding down the fort in his home today, but also you're listening to these fine voices across the Waukesha airwaves on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. And a variety of Civic Media stations across the state.
Yeah. Two things. Speaking of Waukesha, I got a problem with you, Waukesha. We're going to talk about the problems I have with you, Waukesha, in just a little bit here. But also in Waukesha, the reason I'm not there is not because of laziness, which is totally normal for me. It's because we're putting in some construction, and from what I understand, doesn't really work really well for radio. That's just
what are you talking about?
From what I understand from my, that's just my limited experience. But I believe that it doesn't work. It doesn't translate well on the air for people. Although very fascinating to watch, honestly,
and excited to see the finished product when that said work is done. Yeah.
Plot me in front of how things are made for like 2 hours, and the best thing about how things are made is that there's no narrator. There's really like no host that's like, hey, I'm a host, I'm trying to make this more interesting, and I'm like, no, I don't need you. The thing that I'm learning how to make right now, or that's being made, is way more interesting than any idiot going, hey, look at me, I got frosted hair.
Anyway. It's a weird side tangent to go down. But later in the show, we're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour, 2:30, by Alan Robinson, owner of the Herbal Aspects, and marijuana advocate here in the state of Wisconsin, giving us some updates. Last week, there was a story out that maybe, some Republicans in the state Senate may be interested in advancing some medicinal marijuana legislation in the upcoming cycle. So Alan's going to stop by to talk to us about that at 2:30.
But let's kick it off where you tease where we're going to go. And yeah, let's go to Waukesha, Brian.
I got a problem with y'all. You have a public school district, and so by law, public schools are you can't exclude kids from public schools, no matter how much you don't like them or think that they're different or not. You have to educate all the kids that come to your school, mm-hmm. whether they be bigoted or stupid or have parents that wear guns on their shirts to school board meetings. I don't know. This school board has previously cut off free lunches, which is a federal program that's federally funded.
They were shocked at how many families were relying on that free lunch program when they teased that it was going to end yeah. earlier than scheduled.
Yeah. So these people didn't know that they have people in their community that rely on the free lunch program. And yet they seek to say, hey, we represent Waukesha. These people had no idea that this was a possibility or something important. It's, and that wasn't enough. But then they decide, oh, we got to, you know what? Right-wing school boards and crazy people around the country are pushing the same anti-LGBTQ agenda. We can't have T-shirts that have quote-unquote political sayings on there. But yet a parent last night showed up. I saw this on the news last night because, you know, Amy watches for the weather as if there's no weather app every 30 seconds. But anyway, I don't know why she insists on being 70 years old, but she wants to be.
Hey,
anyway.
To each their own.
Great. That's her thing. Great. They have a little chime at the beginning. By the way, they have a. There's yeah, no other.
They
part
notify.
Of the
they notify you when the weather's coming.
It's like the chime in, like, for those of you who have been subjected to Christian churches or especially Catholic masses, when they do the Transfiguration, the jingling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, to make sure that one, it's magical, but two, that you're awake and paying attention.
Oh, see, I always thought the chime for the weather report sounded more like the Wheel of Fortune kind of chime, where
but it's like, hey, you all, everybody, this is what you paid attention for. No one cares about
this is what you've been waiting for.
They literally could do like a whole piece on how Donald Trump killed somebody and then use their blood to, you know, get rid of all of his tax liability, and everyone would be like, great, what's the weather? So anyway, so this piece right before the weather that I got outraged about mm-hmm. was this guy testifying or, you know, speaking at the Waukesha school board meeting, and he has a black shirt on with white lettering and an image across his chest, like a giant image of some sort of rifle, perhaps semi-automatic or automatic. I'm not getting into the semantics of it. It doesn't matter. The guy walked into a school board meeting and thought it would be appropriate to wear images of a gun on his shirt and then talk about how, you know, we shouldn't have people with different genitals there. That makes sense.
Or just outraged by pronouns. Is what it was. And that's what the outrage came from.
I wonder if the guy's name was Tommy or Johnny or William or Bill.
I don't know the
Can't
fellow's
call him by that.
I don't know the fellow's name though. That was being alluded to in this piece. But reading from an article,
call him Turd for now.
There you go. Reading from an article over at Fox 6, Waukesha Schools Parental Rights and Gender Proposal Approved. So this was the issue at the core of the Waukesha school board meeting last night, Brian, that you're alluding to, parents coming in and speaking at. And I don't understand how, with everything that we're facing as a state, as a country, as an international community, why this is the focus where so many conservative-leaning people want to just wage this culture war. They decry identity politics. Conservatives decry identity politics. Say that it's the reason that Hillary Clinton lost in 2016. They chuck it up to, oh, well, yeah, we don't like Donald Trump. He's a terrible guy. But you made us vote for him by putting up Hillary Clinton because identity politics. They've been crying about identity politics since then, Brian. And
they've also been whining about the woke movement.
Yes.
Oh, wokeness. I can't believe anyone's even aware of other human beings. What jerks.
Yes. As Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio from 6 to 8 a.m. across the Civic Media Network, woke is just a term for not being an a-hole. for lack of better
term. Yeah,
that's much. That's just what woke means. And so yes, they've been waging this culture war and then crying about the culture war for the better part of the last decade. 2016 was a peak part in it, but it has been going on for some time now, Brian. And the fact that this is where these school districts, these parents want to wage this. We already saw it with the mask mandates after the easing of COVID-19 restrictions. And now we're going to see it again here. And it just is baffling to me that this is where we're going to spend our time. This is where our energy and efforts are going to be spent in 2023.
Luke, I went back to my 25th high school reunion, 20 or 25th, I can't remember. 25th, yeah, that's the math. But it doesn't matter. It's off the top of my head. Point is that I talk to people and I've told them what I'm doing now and I'm into lefty radio, and this conservative girl comes up to me, doesn't even like go through like, hey, oh, politics here, or hey, this issue, goes straight to what's with all these transgender people in athletics.
Well, it's being pumped down their throats by these conservative news outlets, whether it be
this
conservative.
Isn't even on my radar, man.
No, it's not. It shouldn't be.
And then the worst case scenario is somebody wins a tournament. Like, I don't see anybody complaining. I don't see anybody handing out massive amounts of scholarships to transgender athletes. I don't see people not getting, I was going to get a scholarship, but then this transgender athlete beat me on the mat, and it's blah, 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 blah. And also, I just need to get back to the whole thing before you even, the transgender athlete thing is like a 1% of 1% issue. Yes. That happens in like such a small focus of time.
But these conservatives
actually relevantly matter, but it actually matters to other people and how they react and how it affects people who actually are. And most of them don't even freaking deal with athletics. That's my point.
Why do you care
so much about another person's genitals?
These conservatives are using this culture war argument to inflict pain and suffering onto the most marginalized communities. If you are a member of the LGBT community and you are not out to your parents, or if you are exploring who you are as a person at 16, 17, 15 years old, however young, and you decide to confide in a teacher that you would prefer to use they/them pronouns instead of he, him, or she, her, and the teacher no longer can do this now under this proposal, but as you alluded to, Brian, abbreviated full names even seem to be maybe not used without explicit consent from a parent.
Yeah, common abbreviations are okay. Common nicknames are okay.
Common? Okay.
Yeah, but I guess who's arbiting what's common? Also, by the way, what happens that when you realize that one of your teachers is transgender? How can you tell? I mean, when someone applies, do you have to ask them? How do you figure these things out? How can you tell? So there's a bathroom enforcement here. Are you going to have genital?
Do you check birth certificates at the door? You got to check birth certificates at the door.
What kind of crap are you doing here? What does it even matter? Why do you care so much about other people's genitals?
The Waukesha Public School District decided to pass this. It's not actual policy. It's guidelines for future policy, Brian.
I'll tell you one thing. I don't want my kid around that parent with a gun t-shirt or his kid. They're more dangerous than any LGBTQ kid I've ever met.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. We're going to continue the conversation. I'm going to be joined by Alan Robinson at 2:30. We're taking your phone calls up till then. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The
we're going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 35. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight. A few flurries possible at times. Lows around 25. High temperatures reach up to 32. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Temperatures a bit above average. Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You're listening across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're up to, head over to the website, civicmedia.us, where you can learn more about the stations, the program, and you can learn about some really fun opportunities that we're doing here in 2023 as well, Brian. You muted yourself, buddy.
I just want to mention, though, that, you know, when we say we don't need no education, that's a double negative, and it actually means that we do need education. Just want to clarify that. Also want to clarify things that we're doing right now. We're pretty excited about our new and still growing Civic Media, you know, radio network.
The empire.
And we're doing something big to celebrate. We're doing $1 million advertising giveaway.
What? Yeah.
$1 million advertising giveaway. We're giving away $1 million worth of advertising. So here's what you need to do. If you have a small business or anything you want to do to go and call yourself a small business, I figured our
startup, a nonprofit,
are just a little bit slightly more confined than the manufacturers and agriculture tax giveaway. So you could maybe pose as a business and, like, you know, have an ad giveaway, that type of thing. Either way, save the date, Thursday, January 26th. You'll be able to fill out an application for a piece of our giveaway and for your chance to work with the Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across our network for free. The $1 million advertising giveaway starts at 9 a.m. only on Thursday, January 26th. We're going to be telling you about this more. Some rules still apply. Full details on the website, civicmedia.us/million. That's civicmedia.us/million. If you go to civicmedia.us, which you should be going to every day to figure out what's going on all the time, and be sure to let everyone know you heard about the $1 million advertising giveaway on Dueling Tangents. That's us. We are the central hub of everything that goes on here, literally and figuratively.
Look for Luke and Brian. Both of our names are in the show title as well. Yeah. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Let them know that we sent you. Because, yeah, it's going to be a fantastic giveaway. We're really excited. 2 weeks from today, January 26th, 9 a.m., that portal will open until funds run out. So we're excited. It's going to be a very, very great giveaway. And you should set yourself a reminder to sign up if you are a small business or work with an organization looking for some advertising around the state of Wisconsin. But Brian.
That's civicmedia.us. /million.
Yes. Because we're giving away $1 million in advertising. Nobody else is doing this. So you wanna be on the website.
You wanna be cool
on January 26th.
I mean, do you wanna be cool? I mean, if you don't, then that's fine. But if you do, then go to civicmedia.us/advertising giveaway. Or there slash million, sorry.
Yes, slash million. Simple. Very simple to remember. But Brian, before the break, we were talking about the culture war that was going on in Waukesha for their school board meeting last night. But it's important to point out these nihilists exist all throughout the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin. And it's going to be interesting to see, because we now have an update for the Natural Resources Board here in the state of Wisconsin, Brian.
Oh.
The Natural Resources Board that was kind of held hostage by Frederick Prenn, the Wausau dentist that overstayed his welcome by 20 months, refusing to resign. Therefore, according to the Wisconsin conservative-leaning state Supreme Court, the end of a term does not necessarily indicate a vacancy. Therefore, the Evers appointee, Sandra Noss, who is waiting to be confirmed to the Natural Resources Board, could not take her seat on the board because Fred Prenn was refusing to give his up. And he resigned quietly. Right before the holiday, right? But yeah, 20 months, not a full 2 years, but 20 months after his term ended, and did it right before the holidays. So kind of not a whole lot of news, kind of just going away in a whimper, not a bang.
Just kind of faded away.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, Fred Prenn is now has more time to focus on dentistry, which, by the way, if you're in the Wausau area or not and plan on making dental appointments that you plan to cancel, there's no better dentist than the Fred Prenn practice.
Making appointments you plan to cancel. There you go, Brian. But we've got...
tell him to pencil you in.
Maybe, yeah. Just let him know.
Or,
and then...
or show up at the appointment and just talk to him about politics the entire time.
Or show up for an appointment and demand that you have one, and just saying the fact that I don't have an appointment doesn't mean you can't see me now. That is nonsense. Just...
Or have an appointment and then never leave the office. Stay at the office the entire time. No, I'm still in my appointment. I haven't left. There hasn't been another appointment to fill mine, so...
Well,
yes, there's plenty of other appointments. But
the Natural Resources Board has a new appointee to it. Governor Tony Evers has appointed a farmer from Vernon County. Paul Burr, I believe is how it's pronounced, last name, B-U-H-R, Burr of Viroqua, to replace William Bruins, whose term expired at the end of 2022. Now, I believe Bruins has just vacated the seat. I'm not entirely certain. But I believe it sounds like Bruins has left the board, so Burr is going to be able to serve on the board until he is either voted down or confirmed as a acting appointee to the Natural Resources Board.
I don't know. They're going to have to do something to make that happen, and I don't know. Can Evers confirm his own people? Because Evers basically does whatever... Anything needs
Evers
done.
Is the only one that's doing the work around here. Just earlier today, he announced that he was doing an executive order to ban TikTok on state devices. Not because there was a Republican bill.
About it, but they can't even bother me.
No. That would require them to do their job. And they don't... it's been a little while, Brian, so I don't know if the Republican legislature knows how to do it. It's kind of like, if you don't use it, you lose it kind of thing. I don't know. But Evers taking action on that.
Like, does he have the gavel and is like, like the drinking problem? Like the airplane drinking problem? I have a drinking problem. Bam!
And just throws it behind him. Well, we know that they can use it briefly. They can use that gavel for about 30-second periods. That's about it. It's a real quick gavel when it comes to gaveling in and out of special sessions called by the governor. But I don't know if they could do a full legislative session, Ryan. I just
Maybe they don't know what to do with their hands.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We're going to be joined by Alan Robinson coming up next, talking about the fate of medicinal marijuana here in the state of Wisconsin. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. Follow the show on Twitter as well, at Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Special Report. A new special counsel has been appointed by the Justice Department to look into the handling of sensitive documents marked classified that have now been found in two different locations linked to President Biden, including his home in Delaware. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
This appointment underscores for the public the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters.
The document discoveries have been compared to the FBI raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. We get more from political analyst Larry Sabato.
The differences are not important to most voters. To them, it's going to seem as though a pox on both your houses. They're both guilty. And we'll find out how guilty each one was with the results of the special counsel investigations.
President Biden has said he is fully cooperating with the Department of Justice on these investigations. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A man from Kenosha accused of poisoning his wife in 1998 is on trial for a second time. Mark Jensen was convicted of murder, but in 2021, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered a new trial. A key piece of evidence in the first trial was a letter Julie Jensen wrote. It said if anything happened to her, police should assume her husband did it. That letter will not be admissible in this trial. The U.S. House is creating a new select committee on strategic competition between the United States and China. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mark Gallagher has been pushing for such a committee. It will look into China's economic, technological, and security advancements. It will also examine competition with the United States. In sports, the Bucks beat Atlanta last night 114-105. Marquette beat UConn last night 82-76. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You're listening to this fine program across the Civic Media Network. If you want to join us, share a tangent, 844-967-2789. We will be joined momentarily by the birthday boy yesterday, Alan Robinson. Going to be zooming in a short little bit here. He may have forgotten the scheduling confirmation that we had done.
You know what? I don't believe you because I won't get fooled again.
You won't get fooled again, and we're going to discuss the potential to not get fooled again. Get some sustenance behind a proposal to legalize medical marijuana here in the state of Wisconsin, potentially this cycle. But before we have that conversation with Alan, as we wait for him, let's head over to the phone lines. We got Jake and Eureka calling in. Jake, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to join into this conversation about possibly having medicinal marijuana in the year 2022 in the state of Wisconsin. I mean,
hey, Jake, it's 2023.
2023. I'm sorry. I'm as behind as your guest, apparently. I'm sorry. I'm calling from California, a place where assault weapons are illegal and marijuana is legal. And, Wisconsin, you got, the opposite of that. You got the, hey, assault weapons are just fine. Any idiot can buy an AR-15, but God forbid somebody have a joint, you're going to jail. What kind of nonsense is that? You know, that's been culture war nonsense that the Republicans apparently don't realize they lost 30 years ago. They can keep on fighting that culture war all they want. They're just going to keep losing elections with it.
Well, it depends on where you're talking about, Jake, because they're not losing elections everywhere on it. In some places, they've got a stronghold, and gerrymandering does lead to that stronghold in a lot of instances. But for some people, they get really fired up about the culture war that the GOP wants to wage. And they don't necessarily understand that they are being a little hoodwinked when it comes to getting all riled up about problems that aren't really problems, but right-wing media tells them it's a problem, so they kind of lose their minds.
I'm just going to say that people who have a problem with other people's genitals in general don't have the word understanding in part of their vocabulary. That's just me.
They don't seem to understand that people outside of their little right-wing media bubble, nobody else cares about any of these issues. That's why they lose national elections, as a matter of course now. That's why they have to resort to having Russia come in on their side or, having the Supreme Court try to pick a president. You know, they haven't been able to win a presidential election legitimately probably since, George Bush Sr. in 1988. And you look at 2000, look at 2004, 2016, all very sketchy election victories for the Republicans, okay? The fact is, yeah, they'll continue to win in the former Confederacy with this crap and maybe a few other places, but nationally, they're dead meat as a political party if they keep this up.
Yeah, one would hope. You can only do the same type of crap and keep getting fooled over and over again for so long. And thank you for your call, Jake, man.
Well, remember when there was
nothing and then expect people to go and say, yay, only so many times.
Yeah, there was the outrage when there was some kind of regulation or proposal to regulate Fox went crazy for their hamburgers. Back in 2019.
Yeah.
They wanted
Sebastian Gorka was saying, they're going to come for your hamburgers.
Yeah. The outrage is manufactured, but it is absolutely there. We appreciate your phone call, Jake. You can be like Jake, 844-967-2789, to call in and share a tangent with us. But for now, we're joined by the one, the only, Mr. Alan Robinson. How you doing, Alan?
That was a really nice introduction.
Yeah, man. Happy belated birthday. I heard you celebrated another trip around the sun yesterday. So hope you're doing well. And we'll just chalk up the little tardiness to that.
Yeah, man. I'm moving a little bit slower after this latest solar return. But I feel all right about everything that's going on. I'm still quite elevated. And capable of elevating cannabis. So that's what's happening. Now,
I do have to ask you, for your birthday yesterday, did you get, meaningful and concrete movement on any sort of cannabis reform whatsoever legislatively in Wisconsin? I assume that they said, happy birthday, Alan. We're going to seriously discuss this with major points and a little give and take and maybe some discussion. How did this work out?
I feel like you framed that in a way that was like a birthday present that blows up on me. It wasn't very friendly.
Trust me, I'll pay it off for you later. I do have a wonderful present for you, but
it's all right, baby. It's all right. It's okay.
I want to get to the subject at hand. You know what I mean?
We're friends. I'll tell you what happened. If what all you right. want to know is whether there was a quote meaningful movement and concrete answers, the answer there is absolutely not. It, most certainly no. As a matter of fact, shortly after we left the building, Speaker Voss, I got to tell you, man, that is a big chair for a little man.
Hang on. Let's let the listeners who may not be aware of the meeting that you're referencing, you were leaving. What was the meeting you had yesterday where you were having discussions around medicinal marijuana?
We, as a business group, about five of us got together, different business owners from corners of the state, we came together and said, if the leader of the Senate is open to GOP, open to medical cannabis. Let's talk to him about that. You know, we went in specifically looking to meet with the leaders of the assembly and the Senate. You know, we didn't reach out to Speaker Voss's office because we know that he is an ardent prohibitionist. And so, you know, why beat your head against a brick wall, right? So we met with the office of Greta Neubauer, the minority leader in the assembly. We were supposed to meet with Senator LeMahieu. We brought a business owner and constituent of his district specifically for that. We met with, you know, Senator Tustin's office, and we met with the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, Senator Agard. Senator Agard showed up. I'm her constituent. I have a business in our district. She was kind enough to show us that respect of, you know, respecting our time. Leader LeMahieu did not. He sent out a staffer, and then he sent out his chief of staff, who dismissed us and his constituent. That was unfortunate. Senator Tustin's office was receptive, professional. And I would almost even go as far as to say cordial, you know. They're on the right side. They're on the right track as far as, you know, medical cannabis is concerned. They want some botanical cannabis. That's what Senator Tustin wants. He's in the GOP. If his caucus isn't aligned with him, then they've got the wrong leader, right? You know, from a nonpartisan perspective. And that's just how I feel about that. From a whole cannabis issue, you know, Senator Tustin's office is still, you know, woefully behind that of Leader Agard, right? I mean, like, she's running laps around these boys, and that's because she wants full adult responsible use, which delivers on what the people of Wisconsin want. And so I don't think that we're talking about, like, policy issues. We weren't talking about that. We were talking about informing sensible legislation. That was the goal of our meetings. And to have been so unceremoniously dismissed by Senator LeMahieu's office, it was disheartening, considering the fact that, you know, the senator recently is noted in saying that he was open to medical cannabis.
Alan, the glowing piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about how the caucus may be closely getting there does indicate that it's the Republican caucus that might be close to it, not LeMahieu himself. So the fact that this glowing piece from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel kind of made it seem like maybe Republicans were moderating themselves, it's a little shocking to me to hear that from your firsthand experience, that wasn't the case yesterday.
I don't think that the people of Wisconsin should be shocked at all by doublespeak coming from the GOP politicians.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Like, it's just a thing, right?
I can't believe they dismissed you. Do they not know who you are? Seriously.
Nobody. I'm just a
business owner. No, honestly, like, you're
a cannabis, like, advocate. I'm nobody. I'm just like everybody else.
You're
right?
A business owner. You're a multiple business owner. When the governor was first elected, you were part of the group that put that damn referendum that we keep on, or the referendum we keep referencing over and over again, that people overwhelmingly support cannabis reform. You were part of that group. When you got to bug up your ass to go and do something, you move things, and you actually have. I cannot believe that you've reached out every single time over and over again to the GOP specifically. You don't care who's ready to work. You're ready to work with anybody on this. Dude, you talked. I was subjected to producing a show where you talked to Shane Shay freaking Sortwell and had to talk to him because he was seriously contemplating doing medical cannabis reform. And you reached out to him and made sure that he was comfortable and okay on the show, and that we were going to make sure that everything was going to be okay, and we're going to talk about cannabis and make him look like a good, nice guy. And he almost looks somewhat reasonable. And you do these things, and these people come and say, Alan Robinson, what? This is what I'm saying. 80% of the entire state supports what you support, and I cannot believe that they were doing something like, let's just dismiss him. Because if nothing else, you should just be nice to the guy so he doesn't come after you, because if you decide to get a bug up your ass, man,
I got a dog right now. I do have a dog on me right now for old Devin LeMahieu. I'm going to tell you for real, I don't appreciate the way that he disrespected his constituent. I don't necessarily care about how he treats me. I've been black for a long time, so I know how that feels. But having dismissed a constituent, a woman who drove from all the way from Sheboygan to be here, right along with folks from who drove down from La Crosse to be here, right? We had people from Milwaukee coming up here, right? The business owners who employ people in their districts, business owners who took time. We took our time away from our businesses. This was my birthday. I had two sales going on, right? I was introducing multiple products at my store. I could have been elsewhere doing a lot more things. Had one of the largest numbers in revenue days in our last 3 years yesterday, and I wasn't even on site. Now, what upsets me, though, is that my time and their time was just disregarded, right? Now, it leads me to believe that some of these folks in the Capitol forget that they work for us. I am nobody, except I'm a self-made man. I'm an all entrepreneur. I've got some business partners that I think are incredible. I've never won a popularity contest. But I do employ 14 people. And in the last 2 years, my business has tripled in revenue. And although I've never won a popularity contest, I know I've gotten a lot of people's bills paid. And I would challenge Devin LeMahieu to put forward that record on a, I did that right. He's a career politician whose daddy was a career politician, and he seems to forget that he works for us.
Yeah, it is disheartening to hear, at the very least, that the majority leader, who, it's from all it sounds like, took the meeting on the schedule under the guise that he would be there, and then sent staff and dismissed a constituent and advocates for a cause that 4 out of 5 Wisconsinites support. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. We're joined by Alan Robinson, owner of the Herbal Aspect. We're going to continue the conversation when we get back. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
You weren't even asking for freaking anything specific, just to freaking talk.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now.
Facts, bro.
Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Chance of flurries tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 25. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, highs around 32. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 17. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 36. 40 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I fear that we may have killed Alan Robinson in the interim here. He fell out of frame after a conversation we had. That's awesome. But welcome back.
I just had to retrieve a Wisco pop. I had to remind myself that I was in Wisconsin, and so those sorts of things kind of happen. You get a refreshment, that's all.
That's awesome. Alan Robinson, proprietor of the Herbal Aspect. Check out the closest one near you. There's one literally on the other side of the wall behind, like if I Kool-Aid manned right behind Luke right there, I'd be right inside the Herbal Aspect.
Cannabis everywhere. I would be so upset.
But they have actual doors, folks. They have actual doors. You can walk in. You don't have to Kool-Aid man everywhere. And besides, you have to have a statue to do that. I'm just saying.
I'll tell you, man. Speaking of the Herbal Aspect, man, I'm doing a special today because I bought way too much product for my birthday. So I'm actually doing a buy two, get one free on my all the Astro 8 products. And I've got like all of them. And so I've got disposables. I've got Big Bang blend. I've got that Infinity blend. We've got all kind of edibles. And my new legacy gummies are in, the 15 milligram hemp derived Delta 9 THC gummies.
It sounds like you had one hell of a party if you overordered for all of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm an expert per se. I don't do a lot of research, but let's say I'm thoroughly experienced. And I can tell you firsthand, this man's products work very well.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you high as a research monkey. Sorry.
You know what? It's fine. For a while I was a research monkey, and then I was like, hey, I probably should, you know, put that beaker down.
So, you know, you hear all this talk about fun gummies. I've got the funnest gummies on the block. I know that. And they're tasty.
There you go. Let's remind the listening audience, Alan, of where all the Herbal Aspect locations are now today.
Well,
besides the one that you can Kool-Aid man through here.
Madison, right? The ones that you can readily get to in Madison. We got 3547 University Avenue, right there across the street from, what's that, Noodles? Noodles and Company?
Mm-hmm.
More appropriately, next door to Double Radio.
There you go.
And then we've got one on Winnebago Street, right next door to Players Bar and Grill. That's 217 Winnebago Street. So stop on down. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's 201. Man, come on. There's just there's so much cannabis. Short term. Okay. 201 Winnebago Street.
I could just see your partner's eyes rolling back in their heads as you.
Man, I gotta tell you, I can remember like 50 different IP addresses. I can rattle them off the top of my head, but my sister's name is like, is it
Just wander.
Oh, I know that.
Just wander up and down Winnebago Street over on the Near East Side, and you'll find the herbal aspect eventually.
You'll stumble onto some cannabis, I'm certain. But more importantly, you can order for delivery, right? If you go to local.herbalaspect.com, then you can order DoorDash delivery or curbside pickup. Or, of course, you can go to herbalaspect.com and you can order through the mail. Or you can just, you know, come to the store.
There you go. The old-fashioned way, just brick and mortar.
Yeah. Right.
And so after your conversation, you alluded to the sentiment that you felt that you got from Robin Voss as you were leaving that meeting with the state Senate majority leader and the minority leader for the state assembly. But what are your vibes kind of after yesterday's meeting, Alan, of where this issue stands?
It's if you ask me, I think that it's actually taken a couple of steps backwards. You know, and when you're in the Capitol, you know, you run into people, and you know, I have some insight as to what may have gone on in their caucus yesterday and their caucus meetings. And, you know, I'm going to tell you that anything that Speaker Voss puts out, it's not going to be like any other bill that you've seen. I think that he wants to start from scratch. I think the speaker is, like I said, an ardent prohibitionist, and so anything that you see is going to be fundamentally broken, and it's going to be completely and totally uninformed. So it's going to come from the fiefdom of Voss, and nobody wants to live there, not even his own people, as is evidenced by that primary challenge. Okay, I gotta say though that you know Senator Tustin's office was receptive. They are, you know, they're working earnestly, so to speak. But if you think about it, right, we spoke with the minority leader who has been the sponsor of, but the author of all of our full adult responsible use bills for the past decade, and I can tell you that none of the Republicans have reached out to her, right? She's
got the bills ready to go.
If I'm an expert, if I'm an expert on cannabis, Senator Agard is like a professor, because she's a monster. They have a wealth of information available to them right there in the Capitol, and that they're not engaging with her is honestly the most glaring signal that you have that they're not working earnestly on the behalf of the people of Wisconsin, right? That they would disrespect their own constituents and business owners. Well, that doing so publicly is both foolish and short-sighted, right? But it's only like an echo of what goes on in the Capitol. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend that people contact their local GOP constituents or local GOP representatives
and for what?
Encourage them to say, go talk to Senator Agard? I don't know. Is there anything to do that people can say, hey, you like call Senator Tustin and say, hey, thank
call.
You for taking it up? I mean, what do you?
What do you mean, call? Why do you think that they pick up the phones? They don't unless they call somebody. And let me tell you how I know, right? Because I called the office 3 times, and each time when I was trying to leave a message, I swear to you, like a phantom, right after I said my name, I got cut off. And so then I called one of the homies up in the Capitol. I said, this is wild. And so they said, why don't you just pop in on them? So I popped in on them and I got a whole meeting. And then they called me back. They called me to confirm that a constituent would be there. That's how I know that they know that phones work. That's the only way that I know.
So they're screening those phone calls. That's
man, if you want to see them, you better pop up on them.
Folks, you heard it there. If you want to hear action on this issue, go visit your state lawmakers in the Capitol. They'd love to hear from you. I don't know.
They work for you.
They do. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. We've been joined this at half hour by Alan Robinson. Really appreciate you taking some time out of your afternoon. Alan, happy belated birthday again, my friends. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Dueling Tangents. We'll talk to you then.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.